crime can happen anywhere.
Baruti Jahi, a longtime Washington resident and father, knows he can't take his family's safety for granted.
I'm up at 4 a.m. looking out my window because my dog is barking. All of a sudden, I see two young men walking down my street. At 4 a.m, that's an unusual situation.
Jahi called the police after that incident, and they caught the young men who were trying to break into a nearby house. He says it was their behavior that drew his attention.
They were just taking little peeks and then looking into each car.
Just by preventing behaviors, we're eliminating crimes.
It's Samantha Nolan's job to help people recognize those behaviors. Nolan will train residents of Jahi's neighborhood on running their own neighborhood watch group. For more than a decade, she has worked with police to train more than 1,000 people in the nation's capital.
We have an expression, see it, say it. If you see something, you call 911 and say what you see.
Nolan decided to use that strategy here in her own neighborhood after there were 18 robberies in just 45 days. Now, when someone goes out of town, the neighbors keep an eye out on their house, and if they see something suspicious, they call the police.
Four people were exiting a home that the neighbors knew were on vacation, and because we sent out our alert, they were watching the house, and we were able to make that arrest, and that was the end of the burglary spree.
Justice for Trayvon!
Neighborhood watch groups came under scrutiny last month after a volunteer followed a young black man in a Florida town. The volunteer George Zimmerman shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, allegedly in self-defense. Nolan says she tells volunteers never to pursue anyone suspicious. In fact, she says that just knowing your neighbors is the best way to fight crime. And Baruti Jahi agrees.
You want to be vigilant, but not a vigilante. You want to represent the best interests of the community in a safe and careful manner.
And in that way, he hopes to make his neighborhood just a little safer for his family. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.
And as they were looking through car windows, it looked like they were trying to do